Well, I know they were available through on Record Store Day, but they're also available. Can you explain this subscription model?
Okay. Well, in the first place, you know, I've been doing this for, I dare say, too long. I've been doing this a really long time. And I just can't stop myself from wanting to keep making new records. I'm just wired that way, you know. But, I mean, this time around, in the beginning, I had to ask myself some questions like, should it be an album? Does it have to be an album? If not, what? And I came up with this thing with vinyl records. You know, some people call it a new business model. I never used the phrase business model until just now I said it. But, you know, I'm just trying to go forward as an artist, basically, and try to think of some interesting way to do it. So I came up with this idea of a new record, a new EP every few months, you know, over an extended period of time. So there's like a steady outflow of new stuff, you know, rather than just kind of dump it all at once onto an album and stick it out there in one shot. It's like a continuing, ongoing thing, you know.
Yeah, and it seems to make sense, too, especially now we live in such a downloadable world where people seem to want a single track here and a single track there.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit later. I mean, right now, if folks want to, they can go to MarshallCrenshaw.com and you can see, because you can literally subscribe to getting these EPs as both vinyl and digital download. It's a whole complex thing, but rather than discuss the business model, why not play one of the songs from the brand new one for us?
I think that's a swell idea. And it goes like this.
Sad to say, I'm confronted by this fact. She's gone away now and never will be back. It's so true that time can be a cruel rearranger. And the weather outside is getting stranger and stranger. It seems like everything's shifting in many crazy ways. I thought that I'd have her beside me all my days. Something unforeseen came along and it changed her. Lately my dreams at night have been stranger and stranger. Assurance is gone, almost gone. And it's harder every day to find a way to see past the doubt and the danger. Stranger and stranger. I said I didn't see it coming. I never saw a sign. Now I can't even see her face in my mind. Dark clouds moving in, they're already here in my heart. Yeah, I know that one of these days I've got to make a new start. Just how many teardrops are enough? How many more to go? I swear in the end I'll be strong, even though it's getting harder. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like Marshall Crenshaw to me. That's called
good.
Stranger and Stranger, and it is one of the tracks that appears on this new Marshall collection, which is an EP of three songs, which is available as a download or as a vinyl. And, well, go to the website, his website, you can figure it out. That's MarshallCrenshaw.com. But on this new collection you have of three songs per release, you do a brand new song, such as you did there, Stranger and Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do a cover of kind of unexpected tracks. In this case, it's the Carpenters song, They Long to Be Close to You.
Yeah, that's, you're right.
And that's kind of fun. And then you revisit an old, gee, I just thought of a new phrase, a Crenshaw classic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice of you to put it that way.
Crenshaw. Marianne has been revisited on this particular one, am I right?
Yes. It's a reimagined version of Marianne, and somebody told me today on the phone that they really liked it, that they thought it was really beautiful, and I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's 32 years now since I made that
really?
Record, right? Yeah.
Wait a minute. We've been doing that this long, huh? That's a long time.
You look good.
Well, you look pretty good, too. Hey, could you introduce this amazing band that sounds so good? I mean, I know I've seen all these guys play with other guys before, but I don't know that I've all seen all of you in one room. Do the Police know of any of this? Who's who and where's where?
Well, the bass man is the great Graham Mabey. Graham is an old friend of mine. And on drums, Rich Pagano, laying down that beat. And over on guitar, my good pal Andy York, the great Andy York. So these guys are people that I like to hang around with, and I've played with all of them a lot. Never all at the same time, though. This is the first time I've ever had this particular group together.
They sound great. And this is the group that will be with you at City Winery Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be super cool.
Excellent. So, Stranger and Stranger. Yeah, I think so. Stranger and Stranger, that's quite all right. It's radio. You know, I was just, I had to ask you a question. Marshall does this show on Saturday nights here called The Bottomless Pit. And I always like to say with FUV that when you tune in, you never quite know what you're going to hear next. I mean, I know that from my own show and from the other shows that run during the day. But let me tell you something. You turn it in Marshall's show, Redbone and Diana Doors were two of the tracks I heard this weekend. And,
correct.
And that was just, and those were the more normal songs that you played.
What's normal, Dennis?
Well, you know what I mean. But yeah, it is wonderful because, and this is a plug for that show. It is not just Marshall is unlike the rest of us who are on the air, a performer. You know, we're disc jockeys or announcers or whatever it is. But Marshall's comes at it from a different place. But you also come at it from the place I love is you're a fan. You love the stuff you play. You're a fan. You grew up with certain artists. You still want to go back there. You hear new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, music. Yeah, music is my lifelong pursuit. I hate to say obsession. I try to keep it in check, but yeah, you know, I've just accumulated a lot of knowledge about this stuff too. For some reason, that's what my brain does. It retains information about music. And so the Bottomless Pit, it's like a little vanity project kind of thing, but you know, it's a good outlet for me, and I'm really delighted to have the show here on the station.
Yeah, and it's a good learning experience for me and for other music lovers out there, because I hear stuff that I literally have never heard before, or I'm vaguely familiar with it, or your certain fascination with certain guys you grew up with in the Detroit, Michigan area, and the musicians and the DJs and all that kind of stuff. Let's do another track, another new Marshall song, which appears on the prior EP, right? This is also a relatively new song? The lead
yes,
song?
It is. Uh-huh. Took me a long time to finish it, but I just finished it kind of recently. And this is the A-side of the other EP. This one's been out for a while. And we're just waiting for the tempo here, and where do I start it? Yeah, that's right, it goes like this. A tower of glass shining in the sunlight, with every floor desolate and bare. Nothing is left of all the sound and fury of money and lies that went on in there. And this was your own brilliant invention, a fool's paradise of your her own device. Last night on the news were scenes from your downfall. A faraway look in your weary eyes. But I don't see you laughing now. I don't see you laughing now. But the fun and games have come to an end. Look around.
Look like they're having a good time, too. And doesn't it just sound good? It looks good, too. I Don't See You Laughing Now. Marshall Crenshaw, live on WFUV in an all-star band. Andy York, Graham Abbey, Rich Pagano, live in our studios at member-supported 90.7 WFUV in New York. Dennis Elsis.
Maybe.
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe. Graham, maybe.
Graham, maybe. What did I call you, Graham?
Mobby.
Or something.
Mobby, Mabby?
But, you know, the funniest one to me, you know, with all due respect, was Dave Herman calling him Graham Mamby. M-A-M-B-Y.
Okay, now I feel better. So, Dave did that? I got to talk to Dave about that. Really.
Tell him I said hello.
I will. Anyway, the band sounds great.
Thank you.
Going to be live with these guys, however they pronounce their names, on Wednesday night at City Winery. That's a brand new one called I Don't See You Laughing Now, which is from that prior EP. And I was thinking about this as I was getting ready to talk with you. You're one of the few people who went from playing John Lennon to Buddy Holly.
One of the few people, yeah.
Maybe the only person.
Probably,
I mean, I was thinking about this. Marshall sort of first, before we knew Marshall, or before I heard of Marshall playing the records that I was playing Someday, Some Way, and all that other kind of stuff, you had been working off-Broadway, or you were working in the touring company for Beatlemania.
Yeah,
right?
You know, it was Broadway and a touring company, and there was a West Coast company, and I was in all but the Broadway company. I was an understudy when it was running on Broadway, and then I got shipped out to Los Angeles.
And how long after you were playing the part of John Lennon were you in the film La Bamba playing the part of Buddy Holly?
It's crazy, isn't it? It was only just a few short years. La Bamba, I think, was filmed in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier that same year, Graham was there, too, for this. We were in this other one called Peggy Sue Got Married. So it was two movies within 11 months, I think.
Wow.
Which enabled me to get a SAG card, and then I was never in another movie after that. I was on TV once after that.
The experience must have been quite wild, though. I mean, it's sort of, you have to inhabit the character. You're John Lennon musically, and everything else there is to inhabit.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest. I was a really terrible fake Beatle, and I was really kind of scoffing at the thing while I was doing it, which is not good. You know, it was maybe less than professional of me, but you know, I'm not an actor, but when I got on the set and had to be Buddy Holly, it was necessary for me to really try.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so that was the one time in my life when I really did something that I would call acting, because otherwise everybody's just going to get really angry, you know. It's a movie set and you're there, you better do something.
Yeah. No, La Bamba is one of those good rock and roll movies, one of those good biography rock and roll movies. I definitely suggest people track it down. And
yeah, it was big, you know.
It was big.
Most people have seen it, I think.
Well,
but I liked it too. I agree.
Yeah, you were good Buddy Holly too.
Oh, thank you.
Wondering too, when you're doing all these things and you're touring and you're staying out there, do you start to get a totally different perspective of, you know, musician in the year 2013 as opposed to musician in the year 1982? I mean, what's the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, aside from the fact that you're now sort of putting out vinyl in an EP fashion and downloading it and all of that, but as you go from town to town or place to place.
Oh, it is different. I'm kind of like on the opposite end of the spectrum now from when I started, because then I was young, you know, and just kind of fired up the way that a young person is, and I was doing the things that a young person does, and now I'm just, you know, way, way down the road from there, but I still love it, and it's amazing to me that it's this many years after the fact and I still have anybody interested in what I'm doing. But, you know, yeah, God, when you mention 1982, I just think of, you know, tour buses and drugs and all kinds of things that are not part of my life at all right now. Those tour buses don't smell very good. I don't miss those. I don't miss the drugs either.
There's a lot
Not
of
that there was ever that much of that, but anyway.
There's a lot of smiles in the studio because all these guys look like they're having as good a time as we are taking a listen to it. Something
I'm
else.
I'm trying to make them laugh is what I'm doing.
You're doing a good job. Something else live, maybe from the Greatest Hits collection.
Because
you cover. What's interesting is on these EPs. So let's see, the other one you cover. I have to listen to this. I've never heard this song. Jeff Lynne's No Time. I have to find that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That should be... we'll have to talk about that later. But you sort of revive... Well, you do another version of There She Goes Again?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years ago, or thereabouts, I just got this notion to change the beat and cut the time in half, sort of. It just was a feel kind of a thing based on how I was hearing the song at that point in time, and I... been doing it that way ever since, so it has a kind of a different vibe to it than the original recording. And plus, I had to drop the key also, you know. Sometimes I joke around and say that when I listen to my first record, it sounds like me on helium. I make that joke about myself sometimes. But so anyway, it's in a lower key, and it's got a sort of a different feel to it, but the songs have have survived, and you know, so that's sort of what that's about.
All right. Well, let's. We're going to do "There She Goes Again."
Yeah. 2, 3, 4.
Goes again. You know, I would never have imagined, because that song has always been sort of a light, jaunty, shall we say, pop, sweet song, and now it becomes much more reflective. That's a reflective "There She Goes Again." It's got a whole different vibe to it. I like it.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's very good. So that's part of the show. Well, the whole, you'll see for yourself. Marshall Crenshaw and this band. Live at City Winery. You can learn a whole lot more about Marshall and these EPs and the vinyl and the digital download and whatever else we call it on your website, right?
Yeah, that's right. Everything you need to know is there.
And you could also hear Marshall and his very eclectic, and the word eclectic doesn't really fit the bottomless pit. There should be a new word for what gets played on the bottomless pit.
Eclectic is good, though, but, you know, it's personal. It's just stuff.
It's definitely personal.
That I know and love. And
and definitely fun. So that's every Saturday night from 10 to 11 right here on WFUV.
Right after Vince Gelza, which is an honor. And I also appreciate the fact that you listen to the show. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun. Like I said, I learn stuff. So I have something queued up here as we transition out of Studio A. Again, it is one of those great Marshall songs that I there's certain songs which not only do I like, but I love playing on the radio because they make me feel good, and I know the audience feels good when they hear them too. And this is one of those songs. I'm about to play "Whenever You Were on My Mind."
Oh yeah.
And was this written for a specific person, or was it just sort of a generic kind of?
Well, I have to say the lyrics are mostly written by a fellow named Bill Teeley, and I think they're beautiful lyrics. You know, he was really in love with somebody at the time. I had the music, and I just said, you know, see what you can do with this. And so he gave me like a draft of lyrics, and I kind of took everything and stuck it back together again, you know, and made a few tweaks, but they're basically his words, and they're really lovely, I think.
Let's listen to it. Marshall Crenshaw on WFUV.